Halo.
Cześć.
Hola.
Cześć.
Hello.
Cześć.
Ciao.
Student
in the way, way, way. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome another week to our Students in the Wave program. We are going to accompany you on this cold Sunday afternoon with this fantastic program that we have prepared with great enthusiasm for all of you. Before I start, I want to greet the members that make this program possible. Hi, Nelia. What a joy to see you again sitting next to me at Radio Mars. How are you?
Oh, nice. Thank you. Very nice.
And receive a greeting also from the technical control and from who speaks you in the microphone, Yongfein. Today it's December 16 and the most important days of Christmas are near arriving. It is time to meet with family and friends and enjoy this date, so enduring and so expected by all. It is also a period of the year when airports, train and bus stations and highways are crowded because many people travel to their places of origin or birth too. Never better to say to return home for Christmas, as the announcement in by Ferrero Rocher. And therefore, many of the Erasmus students will also return these days to their countries to spend these days. For example, I return on the 19th, but there are many students who have already returned or will do it on the 20th or the 21st. To arrive in time to sit at the Christmas table. However, I also have friends who will spend these days in Poland because they want to live the experience of enjoying Christmas in another country. Many will love being able to learn typical words and phrases that they will use these days to be able to communicate better with people. And certainly also me, because even if it's not going to be at Christmas, surely Nelia will teach me to say some sentences for when I come back, or maybe you could teach me to say some Polish phrases that we use a lot in Spain at this period of the year at Christmas. That is why today we are going to teach all the Erasmus students how to say Polish phrases that we use in our day-to-day life and during also the Christmas season. Why not? And we will also translate them into Spanish so that you can know how it is said in my language in case you are interested or you ever visit Spain for holidays, you want me to know. So on this date, we use a lot of Christmas greetings for our friends. How would it be in Polish? Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Feliz Navidad y Próspero Año Nuevo en Español. But how would it be in Polish?
So in Polish, it's Wesołych Świąt i Szczęśliwego Nowego Roku.
Okay.
Wesołych Świąt. You can try, say this.
Yeah, okay.
Wesołych Świąt.
Wesołych Świąt.
Wesołych Świąt.
Wesołych Świąt.
Okay. I Szczęśliwego.
I Szczęśliwego.
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 Nowego Roku.
Nowego Roku.
Okay, nice.
Okay.
I think they will understand you.
Okay, I hope so. But if we are, for example, congratulating a more special person, like, I don't know, our mother or our sentimental partner, as one might say, for example, if I want to say that this Christmas, okay, are wrapped in happiness paper and tied with a ribbon of love so that they last throughout the new year 2019. How would be
okay,
that?
It will be quite difficult.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that I'm going to repeat that, but,
okay, but it's,
just
you can
say
listen.
It in Polish.
Okay. Tegoroczne święta owinięte są w świąteczny papier i przewiązane świąteczną wstążką, tak aby przez następny rok szczęście i miłość towarzyszyła wam cały czas.
Okay.
It can be like that.
Okay, after the program, please write me on a paper.
Okay, and you can say this to your parents.
Yeah.
They will be impressed.
To tell them. It's very nice. And I think you can look great if you tell that to someone else. So it is also sounds very nice, for example, to say, my best Christmas gift is you. In Spanish, that would be el mejor regalo de Navidad eres tú. How would it be in Polish?
In Polish, it will be najlepszym prezentem świątecznym dla mnie jesteś ty.
Oh, okay. Presentem, that is
presentem.
The present.
Yeah,
that is,
yeah. It's quite similar.
Okay, that's quite similar. When 2019 arrives, what do we have to say to people when we see them on the street? Because in Spain, mm-hmm. we always say the first days of the year, mm-hmm. Happy New Year, Happy New Year.
Okay.
It's like we congratulate the year about 5,000 times. So I don't know.
Okay. And
how
in
be.
Spanish, it's what? How does it? How is it?
Yeah, Happy New Year. Feliz año, feliz año.
Feliz año. Mm-hmm. Okay.
We say like
okay.
a lot mm-hmm. of times. Well, it is common to also to use in Polish?
Yeah, to your friends, to mm-hmm. family members that you see on the 1st of January, I guess so. And mm-hmm. it's just Szczęśliwego Nowego Roku.
That is only
yeah,
Happy New
yeah,
Year.
Yeah, Szczęśliwego Nowego Roku. And it's
oh
exactly how it is in English.
Okay, yeah. Okay. And another situation that happens a lot at Christmas is when we have to do the shopping, for example. So, for example, if we are in the butcher shop and we want to order turkey for the table.
Okay.
But among the 6 turkeys out there,
mm-hmm.
okay, I want the biggest one on
okay.
the store. So what would they say to the butcher? I want to say, give me the biggest turkey in the store. How would that be in Polish?
Poproszę największego kurczaka w sklepie.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
I understand proszę.
Yeah, it's please.
And kurczawa is like
is turkey. Yeah.
It could be also chicken.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. But in Poland, it's not common to eat turkey on Christmas.
Okay.
So I don't
mm-hmm.
think you will have much trouble picking the biggest
okay.
one because
I'm
I think...
I'm going to find kurczawa in the butcher shop on Christmas.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And then when we are at the table before we start having dinner,
mm-hmm.
in Spain we usually toast at the table and crush all our glasses
mm-hmm.
and we say salut, that mm-hmm. it means health for everybody.
Yeah.
So what is said in Polish or how do you do it?
Yeah, it's very popular, I guess, in films. You can very often hear that that phrase, na zdrowie.
Ah, na zdrowie.
Na zdrowie, yeah. It's like, sometimes it's mistaken with the Russian phrase, that it can be a Russian phrase, but mm-hmm. no, it's our Polish phrase,
Polish.
Na zdrowie.
Okay, I think
and it also
was...
means like salut.
Salut, okay, yeah. Nice. And on the other hand, I'm also very curious to know how to say a phrase that in Spain is very important, not in Poland, I think, on December 22,
mm-hmm.
okay? This day we celebrate the Christmas raffle and many prizes are distributed this day, although it is important to learn this phrase. So how would you say in Polish that has the lottery touched me? The lottery, I win the biggest prize. So
uh-huh.
when I touch this year, I can call my Polish friends and give them a lot of envy.
Okay, so I won the lottery, you will say wygrałem loterię.
Wygrałem loterię.
Wygrałem.
Wygrałem. Wygrałem.
Loterię.
A loteria.
Yeah.
Okay,
exactly.
Loteria is very similar. Well, just in case I already have my number and
okay.
It have to touch the number 45,386. So please, this would be the number.
Okay.
So, and now focusing more on our everyday life, the day-to-day life of the students in especial, there are words and phrases that it is common to know how to say in Polish in order to better understand the language. For example, to start with something simple,
mm-hmm.
in Spain we only have one way of saying hello
mm-hmm.
and goodbye. It's like,
okay.
hello and goodbye. No
mm-hmm.
more. No more options. But in Polish, I have heard so many ways to say hello. How many ways do you have to say hello? Do you use some in more informal context and others in more formal context? Or because I have heard chech,
mm-hmm. yeah,
chen dobre.
So it depends whether you mm-hmm. talk to your friends or to
yeah.
someone older or to mm-hmm. the professor, and also it depends on the time of the day.
Yeah.
So basically, the best option always is to say just good morning or good day. It's like dzień dobry.
Dzień dobry.
So maybe for your friends it will be quite weird, but for the all the other people it will be okay.
Mm-hmm.
For your friends, there are many, many ways of saying hi. You can say cześć, siema, elo, hey. And I guess there are many others, but I just can't remember them right now. And also when it's morning, you will say, I guess you will say dzień dobry.
Mm-hmm.
But in the evening we have dobry wieczór. It means good evening, of
good
course.
Evening. Mm-hmm.
And when you say bye, goodbye, you will just say do widzenia.
Okay. Ah, yeah. Do widzenia.
Yeah. Do widzenia. Mm-hmm. And to your friends, you can say always cześć, hej, siema, and all of that.
Okay, yeah. That's interesting. And later, I was also interested in knowing how it would look, for example, if I want to say, I'm a student from Spain,
mm-hmm.
and I just arrived. I need to find accommodation, and I'm looking for a hotel in the center of the city.
Okay.
How would be that in Polish?
Jestem studentem z Hiszpanii. Hiszpania is in Polish Spain.
Mm-hmm. Hiszpania, yeah, I have heard that.
Dopiero co przyjechałem.
Mm-hmm.
I've just arrived. I szukam hotelu w centrum miasta. And I'm looking for a hotel in the city center.
Hotelu,
hotel
centrum.
W centrum miasta.
Okay. Miasta.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Miasta is the center of
is
the city, old town.
Centrum miasta is the city center.
The city
yeah.
center, okay, okay. And if, for example, one night I go with my friends to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And how do I tell the waiter that I want to reserve?
Mm-hmm.
I want to make a reservation, mm-hmm. a table for 8 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay, you have to say, chciałbym zarezerwować stolik na godzinę 20.
Okay.
Because in Poland it's more common to use not like 8 p.m. but mm-hmm. the 20 o'clock.
20.
Yeah,
okay.
We use like 24-hour
okay,
clock.
Okay.
Yeah.
You change the, okay.
Yeah, but if you will say 8 o'clock, they will understand you, I'm sure. Yeah.
Okay. So, and to pay, how do you say the bill, please?
Poproszę rachunek. Poproszę. Albo proszę.
Yeah, that is
low. Rachunek.
Rachunek.
Yeah, just rachunek and they will understand you.
Okay. And finally, we want to go back in the SKM, but
mm-hmm.
we don't know how to tell the person at the box office that mm-hmm. we want a ticket with a student discount.
Okay.
How do you say that?
Proszę bilet dla studenta.
Oh, that is simple.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, you can say that and they will give mm-hmm. you the
bilet
right one.
Bilet studenka.
Bilet dla studenta.
Dla studenka.
Yeah.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, you see, Polish isn't too hard. You can learn it.
Okay, so that was the...
Yeah. And we also have some tongue twisters that just to make it a little bit funnier. And if you don't know what a tongue twister is, it's basically a phrase that intends to make it hard to say. And Jon is going to try and read some in Polish. And
oh.
I'm going to try okay. and read some in Spanish. So you can hear how it goes.
Okay, which one, Neya, do you want I try to read in Polish?
Maybe...
I think all of them are really difficult.
Yeah, even for me, even for the Poles, they are so hard to read, but
okay.
Maybe you can try and...
I will try the second one?
Yeah, of course,
okay.
Try it.
Because it seems not... some. Okay, I understand some words, so
okay.
Maybe... Krol, karol, kupil, krolovech, karolini, korale, koloru... Koralovekul.
Oh my god, that was amazing. You're like, really, wow. I'm so proud.
You mean what I have said?
That King Karol has
yeah.
bought to Queen Caroline
yeah.
like a necklace,
yeah.
a red necklace.
Okay,
yeah.
Nice.
Okay, so now me with a Spanish phrase.
Yeah.
And okay, so maybe this one
even for me are difficult, so I understand that, no problem.
Okay, I've tried this one before and it's really, really hard. El suelo está en ladrillado, quien lo desenladriará, el desenladriador que lo desenladriare, un buen desenladriador será.
So, that was really nice, real quick.
Okay,
better than me.
Oh, no, I'm sure not. Okay, so. Maybe I read a Polish, very famous, one of the most
okay.
famous phrase.
Yes, go ahead.
But it's like really, really hard for foreigners because it's full of the sounds like sh, ch, r, and I know it can be very hard for foreigners to read them. So you can just listen to this beautiful sentence.
Okay, nice.
Chrząszcz brzmi w trzcinie, w szczebrzeszynie. W szczękach chrząszcza trzeszczy miąższ. Czcza szczypawka czka w Szczecinie. Chrząszcza szczudłem przechścił wąż. Strząsa skrzydła z dżdżu, a trzmiel w puszczy, tuż przy pszczynie, straszny wszczyna szum.
So, you're really an artist.
it's like a children poem, and it doesn't make a lot of sense. It's about the bugs that live in somewhere in the Poland.
Okay.
But it's just crazy to read. And maybe you can hear. Jan, do you want to read an English tongue
in
twist?
Okay.
Okay. So we can try maybe the first or the second one. They are a bit hard.
Okay. I read the first one.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. Betty Butter bought a bit of butter. The butter Betty Butter bought was a bit bitter and made her butter bitter. But a bit of better butter makes butter better. So Betty Butter bought a bit of better butter, making Betty Butter's bitter butter better.
Okay, so it makes a bit of sense, but yes, I don't think you will hear this sentence.
I understand the words separately, but I know what is the connection
crazy.
With the whole sentence.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, and I can try also. So, through three cheese trees, three fleas flew. Why these fleas flew, frizzy breeze blew. Frizzy breeze made these three trees freeze. Frizzy trees made these trees cheese freeze. That's what made these three fleas sneeze. So, as you can see, you can have a lot of fun with the language. And I think it's really nice to get to know a little bit, just a little bit of each language you can. And since you are here in Poland, I think you should listen to the language because, you know, it really makes your brain more creative and it can be a very nice fun.
You
with
are
friends.
Living in Poland for a piece of time.
You
should learn some.
Yeah, well, you can say
"dzień dobry" everyday life. Yes, dobre, do widzenia, cześć.
Yeah, so you are a true linguistic.
Very nice. So with that, thank you, Nelia. We finish the program for today. We hope you have taken a note of these interesting phrases that can be very, very useful for all of you, for all of students. Thank you very much to all our listeners who listen to us and follow us. Thanks to those who make this program possible, Marta in the technical part and Nelia for accompanying me in the production. Finally, receive a greeting from someone who has accompanied you in this afternoon to Radio Morse microphones, Jon Fein. I hope you enjoy it. Until next week. Bye.
Bye.
Hello.
Cześć.
Hola.
Cheers.
Hello.
Cześć.
Ciao.
Students
in the way.